Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Morgan Freeman stated an apology, says, "I don't understand why these accusations are making everybody upset." Even his lawyers are lashing out at CNN over the report that he sexually harassed women. His lawyer calling the story the product of malicious intent, falsehoods, sleight of hand, and absence of editorial control and journalistic malpractice. Morgan's lawyers fired off a lengthy letter, says the CNN reporter Chloe Milas, and her version of the interview is false. The letter also says that at least two of the alleged victims have said CNN misreported what they said. The letter demands a retraction and an apology. So Kevin Hart is so funny that a man had a seizure and collapsed at one of his shows past Saturday night. The show was at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, and according to reports, a man fell on the floor and began having a seizure. The man, according to a source, seemed to be having a seizure and was frothing at the mouth. A gentleman helped him up and summoned security, who took him out on a stretcher. The man, whose identity has not been shared, seemed to have recovered as he was spotted backstage after the show eating. I guess he's okay. Shouts to Common helping Starbucks with real racial bias training. He's lending his talents to Starbucks. According to reports, he is featured in the first visual as one of the company's guides to help with racial bias training. The video tells stories of people who've had a heightened level of self-awareness when dealing with those in the service field and how one wrong gesture can alter their reality. Today is the day Starbucks closed their 8,000 stores to launch a day of anti-racial bias and sensitivity training. Part of that training is the company video, which Comet is featured in and outlines its goals. I think one person that should take that course, even though she doesn't work at Starbucks, is Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr is a comedian and has been one that kind of like in your face. She just made a racially charged tweet, which she since deleted, and then said she was going to quit Twitter, about Valerie Jarrett, who was one of President Barack Obama's senior advisors. Since the news hit about her sending out this very offensive tweet, since then, it's been crazy. Wanda Sykes tweeted, "I am not returning to the Roseanne show." Then it was quiet for a minute. The CEO of ABC issued a statement, Channing Dungey, saying ABC is canceling the show. This was a reboot, so the reboot got booted. And then Emma Kinney, who stars in Shameless, who also plays Darlene's daughter on the show. I kind of didn't like her character because she was a butthole. But anyway, she tweeted, "As I called my manager to quit working on hashtag Roseanne, I found out that the show got canceled. I feel so empowered by I Am Wanda Sykes and Channing Dungey and those at ABC standing up against abuse and power and lack of values. Bullies do not win ever." All this from a tweet, though? Seriously, celebrities, stay away from Twitter. It will make or break you, for real.